Hello and welcome to Super Insider, where we chat to you about all things you need to know to make the most of your super. My name is Anne Fuchs and I'm the Executive General Manager of Advice, Guidance and Education at Australian Retirement Trust. Now, before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters where we're recording this podcast today. And it's really important to remind you also that what we're discussing is general advice only, and you'll need to decide if it's right for you. Now, it's really fantastic that we have Stephen Fehring, one of our member education officers, on the podcast today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tax.
Tax is sexy, man.
Everyone's favourite topic, tax.
Well, when it comes to superannuation and tax, I reckon it's as close to sexy as it can get because there's so many amazing things in terms of the opportunities to build your wealth for retirement off the back of tax strategies with super.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone loves paying less tax, and I guess that's what this is about, is less tax.
Okay, so so what are the main ways people can save for retirement and also save tax, I guess?
Yep. So essentially, when you put money into superannuation, there's two ways that you can do it personally. And one is through a salary packaging company or your employer, which is called salary sacrifice. The other way you can do it is personally put that money into superannuation and you claim a tax deduction on it. So I guess really getting the difference between those two ways of putting money into super is what's important.
Okay. And what are the different tax rates for contributions?
Yeah, so essentially any contribution you claim a tax deduction on or use via salary sacrifice gets taxed at the exact same rate in superannuation, which is 15 cents in the dollar. What really matters is your own personal marginal tax rate. So marginal tax rates, if you're over $45,000 per year, generally goes up to the 34 and a half cents in the dollar. And that's where the salary sacrifice or claiming a tax deduction really becomes important, because you take your tax rate from 34 and a half cents in the dollar down to 15 cents in the dollar.
So I guess if you're considering about whether salary sacrifice is a great strategy for you to accumulate more wealth at retirement, this is one of the key considerations.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing I would do is I would jump on a salary sacrifice calculator, and there's websites such as moneysmart.gov.au where you can check those calculators.
That's the ASIC website, isn't it?
Yeah, correct, spot on. So they have a really good calculator there where you can put in your current income and say, I want a salary sacrifice. It could be $100 a week, $200 a week, and it will show you what that actual difference makes for you. And from there, should you want more guidance or more information, you can have a chat with your super fund or a financial advisor who'd recommend the exact dollar figure you should be putting into super.
Okay. So what about claiming a tax deduction? How can you claim a tax deduction when it comes to super?
Yeah, so this is quite new for superannuation. So about 3 years ago, they changed the rules. So it used to be you had to be self-employed to claim a tax deduction, but they now opened it up for everyone. So if 3 or 4 years ago, you put money into super and you want to claim a tax deduction, was not available to you. But now, if you're eligible, you may be able to do a post-tax contribution into super and claim a tax deduction on it. And just check with your super fund how they accept it. Most funds accept BPAY. Put that money in via BPAY into superannuation, and then you can jump onto their website and claim a tax deduction online or via a form. Essentially, your super fund will write to you, go, hey, you put in $10,000, you claimed a tax deduction on $10,000, here's the difference. So we've taken 15% tax out. You can take that to your accountant and you can claim that contribution in your tax deduction.
Okay, so but how much super can I claim then as a tax deduction?
Yeah, very good question, that one, and because it's a little bit different, because it does depend on your age and balance here. Now, generally speaking, most people claim a tax deduction up to $27,500 per year, but if your employer has contributed, that counts as well. In the future, we'll be putting in $30,000 before tax and possibly $120,000 post-tax when they get indexed next.
Okay, all right. So who then, equally, we're talking about the tax benefits of superannuation, but who, I guess, where do tax benefits not apply for people, you know, for our listeners?
Yeah, very good question, that one. And let's say that you're on a higher income and you're on $250,000 per year, let's say. When you're on $250,000 per year, any excess amounts that you put in super actually get taxed at 30 cents in the dollar. That said, someone on $250,000 per year is being taxed at 47 cents in the dollar at the moment. So there's just a few more considerations if you are on a very higher income. And also, if you're on a lower income, you're only being taxed at 19 cents in the dollar, or maybe even a 0% tax rate. So if you paid 15 cents inside of superannuation, that also may not be most advantageous to you.
Keep in mind, though, tax rates are changing on 1 July 2024.
You've just highlighted again, Stephen, I think there's so many rules around all of this and so many ways to really maximise tax with super. Getting advice is really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things, we all want to do what's best for us. And you might have spoken with someone who has a similar situation to you, but it's not going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, the barbecue.
Spot on. Yeah. And just that little rule. So being someone who's on 50,000 versus someone on 40,000, sure, it might be a similar job and similar pay, but very different things if they're trying to put money into super, who's going to have an advantage there and who's not.
And obviously, you know, accessing advice from your super fund around these simple things is something that members of Australian Retirement Trust can do as part of their membership fee. So picking up the phone and calling us and getting an advice appointment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 30 minutes of your day and you'll find a lot of value out of it.
So Stephen, if I've done all this research and I'm thinking, what's the best approach for me? Should I salary sacrifice or should I claim a tax deduction? Where do I go for information? What should I be thinking about?
Yeah, so this is a really tough decision. With salary sacrifice, obviously you get the deduction every fortnight or whenever your pay cycle is. So you get the immediate benefit of that salary sacrifice in your take-home pay. However, for some people that doesn't work for them. You might have sporadic income. So let's say that you're a tradie. You might have a 30-day invoice system, a 6-day invoice system. Having that money go out every fortnight, it's going to impact your cash flow. So for someone in a job that's less secure, probably a secure job, but the industry is less secure, they might decide to do a lump sum payment at the end of the financial year and then claim a tax deduction on it then. So there's no difference in tax rates. They're both taxed at 15 cents in the dollar. The only difference is one's done automatically every fortnight and the other one is just done when you're able to put that money into superannuation. So most super funds have a way to claim a tax deduction. It might be via a paper form or they might have an online portal for you to do so. But the timing of that form is actually very important. So you need to make that contribution before the end of the financial year.
But you must let us know you intend to claim that tax deduction before you do your tax return or before the end of the next financial year, whichever comes first, or you won't be eligible to claim a tax deduction.
Another tip too was, let's say that you're ready to retire and go into income phase, you must put that income, that intent to claim a tax deduction form before you go into income phase or before you roll out to another super fund, otherwise it's also not available at that point. So just something to be aware of. Timing's very important if you are going to make those post-tax contributions.
And if you wanted to do your own homework, so you mentioned the Money Smart website that ASIC and the calculators on there, but where else can you find information around tax and the tax benefits with superannuation?
Yeah, so most super funds that you're with will have a very good explanation on it, very basic explanation on it, and the ATO website itself as well is a great spot, plus other podcasts like this.
Okay, there we go. Nice plug for Super Insider. Good on you. Okay, well, look, thank you very much for joining us on Tax and Super. Hope we made it a little bit sexy. And look, I encourage all of our listeners to please review the episode, subscribe to Super Insider so you know when our next episode is popping up. And we'll look forward to you joining us again soon.